All right, here we go. Again, another episode of Couldn't Care Less podcast. Go follow on Twitter at CCL Pod. You can also follow on YouTube. I am making a video of this, so go check it out there. If you're listening to it on Apple or any other podcast platform, just please leave a review, subscribe, do whatever you got to do. Let me know how it is. Let me know if I'm good, if I suck, if you'll never listen again, or if you'll listen all the time. Helps. I need feedback, y'all. Come on. So, got to get started today with, I honestly wasn't going to sit down and talk today. I had to, though, because I've had a decently aggravating day. There's a lot of aggravators out there, a lot of Vaders. And I got to tell you about them, honestly. So, first things first, I just got home from work, and it's about an hour later than I usually get home because there was a ridiculous traffic jam on 4th Street going home, and the only reason for that is because there's a bridge, and it's a bridge for boats to go under it, so you gotta actually go over the bridge. There's a little stream connects to the Detroit River where freighters or whatever else, I don't even know what goes through there, but whatever goes through there, sometimes they decide it's a good idea to go through there around, rush hour, which is great. You know, I love sitting on 4th Street and stop and go traffic for an hour, even though I wouldn't have had to otherwise. So that was fun. I just got back, and speaking of driving, let's get right into it. Show up to work today, get into the parking garage. And what do you know? There's a giant line there, too, to even park, okay? So, hey, Frank. Frank just joined. If you hear him, that's why. There's a line to park, right? And that happens sometimes. I get it. Everyone shows up at the same time, starts having to park in every spot that's available. But what I don't understand, what grinds my gears, is when someone who's in the front of that line decides, this would be the best time to back into my spot. When I've got 10 cars behind me waiting to park, waiting to get into work, start their day, I'm going to back into my spot. Smart, smooth move, right? Yeah, that's what I thought too. Oh, nice.
There you go, buddy. Come on.
You want to come up here? No? No? All right, cool. Don't bother me then. You coming or not? This guy can't freaking decide ever. Hey, let's go. You want to come up here? Whatever. Anyways, dude, back, not only backing in, but doesn't even know how to back in. What are you doing? What are you doing? Had to go forward and backward 3 times before finally getting into the spot that they were trying to park into. I don't understand that. If you don't know how to park, if you don't know how to back in, don't even try. And especially don't try when there's 10 cars behind you. What are you doing, bro? This guy is in my face. What do you got to be on my face for? Making a bunch of noise, making a bunch of ruckus. I haven't seen him all day. He just misses me. Good little bubby. Oh my God. So yeah, that started out well. Then I get out of my car after finally parking and waiting forever to get to the parking spot. Get out of my car and I go downstairs to jump on the shuttle that takes me into work. Just like I explained to you last time, there's a line for the shuttle, no big deal, waiting in the line, under the heaters, feeling great, about to get my day started. All of a sudden, some guy apparently has something stuck in his throat, standing right behind me. So he decides to go. Over and over and over and over and over. He must have done this 20 times. I wanted to turn around and tell him, dude, just spit out a loogie or something. Do something so you don't have to make that sound again. Holy hell, was that frustrating. Right in my ear. Oh my God, man. What are you doing? What are you doing, by the way? This guy is, there you go. Get out of here. Holy hell. Yeah, so that's how I started the day. And I wanted to just turn around and tell him, dude, just spit out the loogie. I don't need to hear it brewing in your throat for 10 minutes. Oh, it just made me kind of throw up a little bit. And yeah, so, oh boy. Then we get on the shuttle. I'm already kind of fuming about that because he was in my ear the whole time. We get on the shuttle. We take the ride. We are going to get off the shuttle. And this happens every day. So this wasn't just today that it bothered me, but every single day. I get it. People want to be polite. People want to tell the driver good job or whatever for driving us down the road or thank you. Like, first of all, it's his fucking job. He doesn't have a choice. But anyways, everyone that gets off the thing needs to tell him thank you, apparently. So at first, I was a piece of shit that fell in line and did this with everyone. But after a while, you do it every single day and you're like, all right, this guy, he's got to be getting annoyed. I mean, he doesn't even say you're welcome because everyone walks off the bus and he goes, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He doesn't even look at us anymore. Some people would like turn around, acknowledge you and be like, you're welcome. You're right. I'm the fucking man. I drove you down the road. You're welcome. No, he doesn't give a fuck. But everyone continues to say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I walk by and didn't say shit. And I'm starting to do that because I feel like that's right for me to do by him. He doesn't want to hear another thank you. He hears a million a day for shit he's forced to do. He probably doesn't even want to drive us down the road. That's just what his job is, you know? Well, thank the dude for doing his damn job. Be like, every single time I did exactly what I was told to do at my job, someone thanked me. What's the point? There's no point at that point. No point at that point. Good one, idiot. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so yeah, that's how the day started. So that's why I had to get on this thing and do this right away. I had to get it off my chest. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been as genuine. Wouldn't have been as real. You know what I'm saying? Dude. On top of that, I guess it just kept going. I get into my flow. I get into my workflow. And I hear something, once again, that also happens all day long, every single day. I don't understand it. Someone should explain it. But, chicks, dude, please, stop whenever you see each other, even though you saw each other yesterday, saying, hi, in a huge pit, like, screaming it. Like, everyone needs to know that you guys just met again for the first time in 24 hours. Doesn't need to happen. Dudes be like, sup? Hey, what's up? Hey, good morning. That's all it needs to be. It doesn't need to be some high-pitched ass, hello, hi. Oh my god, look at your dress. Oh my god, I love your shoes. Bullshit. You don't fucking like each other. You're just saying that. You're just saying that to say something out loud, frankly. That's such BS. When they compliment each other. Oh. Yeah, I love your shoes. You know how many times I hear that? Oh my god. Total BS. They don't like your fucking shoes. They want to know if they got the ones that are similar to them for a cheaper price than you. Because what's the second question right away? Where'd you get them? How much did you get them for? Like, they're going to go out and buy the same ones anyways. What the fuck's the point of asking? Are you going to go get the same exact shoes as them? Stupid. A little fired up today. It's one of those days. One of those days. Only 9 minutes in. I don't think this is going to last very long because I'm getting through this pretty quick because I'm kind of going on a rant. I'm sorry, but oh, dude, the high pitch hellos. The high pitch hellos everywhere you go. And it's not just, I mean, obviously, I hear it every day because I see people interacting all the time, every day at work, but in reality, it's everywhere you go. It's even worse when you go to a party when they haven't seen each other for like a month. Or if you, oh God forbid, if they haven't seen each other in over a year, you're going to break the windows with the high pitch. Coming in screaming. No point. No point for that. That's a real freaking aggravator. You're being a Vader. You're being an aggravator at that point. You suck. No one likes that. No one likes getting their eardrums ripped apart by a screech that doesn't need to be there. You know what I mean? Oh, boy. Here goes the dog. He screams, too. Oh, so fake. What a fake-ass thing to do.
Hi.
I'd rather hear someone fucking do that in my ear all day. That's fucking annoying. But yeah, just want to let you know, when you do that, everyone else around you can tell deep down that you really don't even like each other that much. Can you also tell that apparently there's a fly on the wall or some shit downstairs? Because Frank's freaking out. Boy. Oh, dude, some shit came up. This just happened yesterday. I was watching the news for some reason, which I don't watch the news that often, but happened to be watching the news yesterday, and they were interviewing. It was like Channel 2 or something stupid, like local news, which is the most boring shit in the world. I'm sorry, but local news, step up your game. I feel like even your production is like 15 years behind. It's just bland. It's so bland. What are you doing? All the people on the show are old as dirt. You know that they look like a freaking, like a shriveled up nutsack in real life behind all the makeup. I mean, I guess that's kind of mean to say, but in reality, like, everywhere else, national television, great. You can see the improvements in production. You don't see that local television. Just, it's 2020. Quit being so cheap. Quit having such old asses. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, oh yeah, what was I getting at? There was a lady being interviewed about, I think it was a building that she used to work in that apparently was kind of like rotting, which that in itself means that no one gave a shit about it. But it's rotting, and I think they were tearing it down, and she was in the middle of this interview crying her eyes out about how, oh my God, I grew up working here. I grew up playing with my friends right outside. Oh my. It's a building. You had memories. Just cherish those. Everyone that gets upset about, I'm doing that shit that Donald Trump does with his hands. Fuck.
Everyone that gets upset.
That's not what he sounds like. Anyways, everyone that gets upset about like an old building going down, like whatever, reminisce, you know, reminisce on your times. There's no reason to cry. No reason to cry. What did you, oh my God. It's not like you, even if it's a house or a place you lived your whole life, I understand you had memories, but that doesn't mean shit. Why not tear it down and make something nicer there? It looks like a dump. If it looks like a dump, you should be happy someone's trying to make it look better or put something else there. At that point, you were part of the time in history where it was standing. It doesn't need to stand forever. Otherwise, it looks like shit, you know? But don't be crying. There's just no reason to cry. What are you? Oh, God. I mean, I get mad when people cry about moving out of the house that they've lived in forever, or when they cry about selling or whatever it is. I mean, I guess that might be just my prejudice or my bias because I moved around a lot, but I don't see the point in getting distraught over a freaking landmark, over a building, especially if you're not there anymore. It's different if like someone's coming to bulldoze your house that you live in. That's a fucking totally different story. You're gonna be without a house. You should cry. That gives you the right to cry. But if you are gone, and you're not taking care of the place. You're not living in the place. You're not working at the place. You're no longer raising your children or apparently giving birth on the doorstep. Then what do you give a fuck about? Where do the local news places find some, like, who do they find to get, do the interviews? You know, when they do an interview in front of somewhere, like in front of a building or in front of an event, who are they finding to do the interview? Because some of them are hysterical. And you can tell they purposely found the dumbest person they could to do the interview to make it more entertaining. And then you just start to feel bad for the person because they think that they are doing a serious interview, giving their feelings. But in reality, and they don't comment on it, the people that are, the newscast does not comment on how dumb the person sounds or how ridiculous they sound. They just kind of let it play and say, oh, that sure was sad, wasn't it? No, not to anyone. Not to anyone at all. Unless it's like some real messed up shit. Like kids being mistreated or something. Or abuse of some sort. Then yes, agreed. Messed up. Should be sad. A building being torn down. Don't give a fuck. Just the way I feel about it. But I really don't have much to talk about. I just was kind of freaking fired up today. I was fired up. I'm not fired up anymore. That traffic jam did a number on me, though. I knew for a fact I was coming home to get on this mic. To get on this mic? Get on a mic? I don't know if I sound douchey when I say that or if that's what people say. I'm going to keep saying it. Get on a mic. I didn't know if I was going to get on the mic today until I drove home in that traffic jam. I tried to take 3 different routes, and every one of them made it worse, which made me mad at myself, which is even worse because you're mad at the situation and then you do something to make the situation worse. I tried to turn left and take a detour, drove into a new traffic jam. So then I turned around to go back to the other traffic jam because that one was way less bad. Also, that sentence was bad. Learn how to talk, dude. Learn how to talk. You're going to be on the mic. Learn how to talk. Idiot. Ooh, what are we at? We're only at the 17-minute mark. This might be a short one. There was one more thing. I can't even segue into it. I throw notes, just so everyone knows, throughout the day, the reason I'm not just coming up with this stuff right now. I'm keeping notes throughout the day. If shit's happening throughout the day to me that's an aggravator, I'm throwing it in the notes every time. I throw something in there, I kind of elaborate on it here, but if I can't elaborate far enough, this shit's gonna be short, okay? It's gonna be short. So 20-30 minutes, sorry. And usually that'd be good for a drive home on a normal commute, but unfortunately today, if you were me, wouldn't have even came close to doing the trick. But stupid ass, spit your loogie out, idiot, spit it out. I guess on the disgusting note, am I the only dickhead that gets a little bit of a smirk or smiles a bit when, like, you walk into the bathroom, maybe just to take a piss or just to wash your hands, whatever it was, you walk in, you can tell, you know, you, everyone, if you don't look under the stall to see if someone's feet are in there, then you're a weirdo. If you don't look, you're a weirdo. Okay? But walk in today to take a piss, wash my hands. Didn't hear a peep out of this guy, right? He's in the first stall. Didn't hear a peep. All of a sudden, I think he thought I left, so he was clearly waiting for me to leave. He thought I walked out the door, but I hadn't grabbed the paper towel yet to dry my hands, and all of a sudden I hear, like, he was waiting, you know? So, of course, like, I know that it happens to everyone, And I know that some people are a little self-conscious. I don't know why you're behind the stall. No need to be self-conscious about the way you sound, okay? Everyone takes shits. Everyone poops. No need to hold it in. You're torturing yourself. Torture. But I can't be the only one that gets a little smirk every time that happens. And I think I smirk, not because farting's funny. Farting's hilarious. That's not why I'm smirking, though. I'm smirking because I know deep down that guy was most likely waiting for me to leave. So if I would have just maybe stayed in there and made a little bit more noise for another however long I wanted, that guy would have held in his fart. And that cracks me up. So I smirk every time when I finally hear the fart, because you're like, dude, he couldn't hold it. Or thought you left. But just fart, dudes. You can take a shit in peace. If I come in, it's okay. You can shit. Make as much noise as you want. I might be smiling on the other end, but it doesn't mean it's never happened to me. Doesn't mean I'm just having silent poops every time I go. That's not possible. Except for some people, I guess. But not me. Well, I guess that was too much info, but just telling you, it's okay. It's okay. Okay? Just don't be freaking grunting while you're on the toilet. You ever hear someone doing that? Because that's scary. At that point, you're wondering if they're all right. And you're in that weird situation if you do hear someone struggling, that are you supposed to say something? Is that going to make them... It's definitely going to make them more uncomfortable. 100% going to make them more uncomfortable if you were like, hey, are you okay? But do you? Because sometimes someone might be having issues. And what if they need your help? What if they legit need you to find someone to help them? Which I don't know what help would be for that situation. I'm actually really, really, really uncertain as to how someone could help you get it out. But should you say something? If you're the person in there that hears someone, they're like, they're having a hard time, right? I don't know, man. Especially if it could be someone you know. Like, if you're at work and you hear it, that could be someone you work with. AKA, both of you are going to have a real, real awkward time outside of that situation. So I think in that case, it's a definite no. Definite no, no, no. Don't say a word. But if you're in the situation where you're in a public place and you most likely don't know who's in there, I think it might be worth it to just check. And it could be a nice little laugh you have with each other afterwards, but it also could be an emergency. So make sure you're on poop alert. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're making sure that, because one day it could be you. Let's all be real about that. That's what makes me think about doing, like, saying something like, hey, are you okay? You okay in there? One day, it could be me that's not okay. And that's not okay. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if I would want help either. So. Oh, God, what a stupid episode, man. I just wanted to tell you guys all that shit. But, I don't think I even have anything else. What an asshole. Come on.
Oh, yeah, let's go home. Let's record for 25 minutes so someone can sit there for only 25 minutes and hear stupid content. Good one.
I guess I do have some old shit, but it's another punch at the ladies. And this one is honestly probably one of my most frustrating. It's a big aggravator for sure. If you guys could just, you know how you carry around a purse, like basically everywhere. Why not put all your shit in there and not lose it? What's up with losing shit all the time? And that's only girls. I don't know if I know another guy in my life that has left his phone at the bar. Or his wallet, I guess, happens. Wallet happens. Card, your credit card might happen. But your phone? Right? I don't... Am I... No, you shouldn't be. If you have a purse, you should never lose anything. I feel like that's what the point of the purse is. So you can use it for all of your shit. Because we know you guys carry too much shit. But if you have a bag, always, that's like a no-brainer. You should put everything in there until you need it. Good topic. Good topic, Corey. Good one. Real good one. That was real informative and really entertaining. I'm sorry. I don't want to call out a name, but she's probably the only one that's going to listen to this. But Abby, hold on to your shit. Stop losing shit. What the hell? She loses clothing. How the fuck does that happen? How do you lose clothing? I guess you let people borrow it, but I'm not. That's another thing about girls. Like, what are you always letting friends borrow your clothing for? Like, I'm not just, like, looking at if my buddy comes over, he should already be in the fucking clothes he needs. If I have a guy friend show up at our house and we're going to go do something, even if we're not going to go do something, be in the clothes you need. You know? You should be in those clothes already. Am I stupid for thinking that? I feel like, and if not, then like it's a one-time occurrence and I should get those clothes back from you immediately. You should go wash them for me and then you should bring them back. It definitely shouldn't be a normal occurrence. Because that's what it is with her. She loses clothing items on a weekly basis. And that's unheard of to me. Anyways, the dog's freaking out. I think Janina just got home, so I'm going to end this shit now. We're at 27 minutes. That's pretty good, right? Anyways, go to Twitter. Follow at CCLpod to follow along. I know we didn't cover any news or any of that dumb shit today, but I had to get some stuff off my chest. And also go to YouTube and subscribe. Go to Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to your podcast and review the show. Subscribe if you'd like. And or send me a message. Shoot me a comment. Whatever you want to do. Just try not to hurt my feelings too bad. That way I don't just abruptly stop doing these. You know what I'm saying? Anyways. Thanks for joining, and I'll talk to you next time. Later.